Don and Mike Show.
Look who's here. It's Mr. Clean with a giant bargain offer. 13 cents off on every giant bottle. 13 cents off. Just like getting two big jobs of Mr. Clean cleaning free. He'll clean up a whole bathroom full of grime like this free. Watch Mr. Clean just swish it away. Then he'll clean a whole floor full of dirt like this free. He'll make it sparkle faster and easier without rinsing. Yes, wherever, whatever you clean, now's the time to get Mr. Clean himself.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Now, while this offer lasts, get free cleaning jobs, save 13 cents on every giant bottle.
Fresh corn on the cob is irresistible, especially at Safeway's low prices. This week we got Washington grown, Canada number one corn on the cob. Value priced at three cobs for 88 cents. Doing it right. Having you more, we're parking on Safeway. Sorry about this, I didn't know it was... Safeway. Goddamn Whitey produced... And commercials never come out the right way. Okay, Safeway's got everything. It's 88 cents for the corn and everything you need for a super summer barbecue. Charcoal, starter, napkins, and paper plates at Brockett Safeway.
The Don and Mike Show.
This you should not do. You should not call them Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Right. And welcome, everybody, to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on 106.7 WJFK. I'm your host, Artinger, with you back today on this wonderful Tuesday afternoon. Best of Don and Mike leading up to Don and Mike live at 3, and you do want to listen at 3, and I will tell you why. What do we have for you today? Ooh, I know these are popular. WDCA, UPN, WWE, SmackDown, Tough Enough Challenge Pack for you. Or maybe... a trip for two anywhere Independence Air flies. Or, hey, look what's back. $500 in laser loot. $500 in laser loot from Georgetown Laser Hair Removal. Now, let's get into the best of Don and Mike. Ooh, these are always good. I always look forward to hearing these. It's Don's funny news bag. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Mike, this is news that will really interest you. Well, not only is it good news for... Guadalupe Lopez.
Yes.
Guadalupe.
J-Lo's mom.
It's Guadalupe Lopez.
Right.
She was in Atlantic City at that new hotel.
Yes.
The
Borgata.
Borgata.
The Borgata.
Guess what she was playing.
Was she playing high dollar slot machines?
She was in guess what high dollar slot machine Guadalupe Lopez was playing.
A $25 slot machine?
Doesn't have the event. What kind?
Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Guess how much she won? $2.4 million.
Oh, that's got to make people
mad.
That's
actually a $1 slot machine. So that particular $1 bill, she won nearly $2.5 million.
And who knows how many pesos that is.
Well, that's horrible because, I mean, J-Lo's got more money than Jesus.
Right.
Hello, J-Lo? This is your mom. I no longer need you. You have pushed me around for too long. Guadalupe. I can finally change my name. I hate the name Guadalupe.
Now, here's the quote from J-Lo's mom.
When I won, my knees were shaking. I started yelling and screaming.
She got a check for $121,000. The rest, she got the installment plan over 20 years.
Wow.
For the money. So that's, let me see, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and then later, when she, I guess, had a glass of congratulations.
Of happiness.
Right. She was spotted singing where she sang, "Don't be fooled by the rocks, Mama Guadalupe." She's still mama from the block.
So she had a little...
Yeah.
A little liquid courage.
But I know you love that game. I know you love that. You play that game like a mental patient.
I love that game. I love the Wheel of Fortune. I have moved away from it, though, because, you know what? Not for Guadalupe, but they don't seem to pay out as regularly as other
right,
ones.
Right, and Mike, I'll read you what happened to her.
Yeah.
You explain this. She hit a progressive jackpot.
That is a progressive jackpot where you throw your money in, and it takes all the money based on play, and creates a jackpot that's a community jackpot.
It says where the money from over 200 slot machines is pooled.
Right. Ooh.
The winner gets a cut. She dropped in three coins. She bet $3 on this machine. Pressed a button. Boom. Guadalupe gets $2 million.
Wow. But doesn't Guadalupe have, does J-Lo give her mom money like so many celebrities do?
Well, I would think so, except for the fact that, well, hold on, what's the question?
Because J-Lo's got an unlimited fortune.
Mom says she'll use the first $100,000 to set up a college fund for her two grandchildren.
Oh, okay.
So
all right.
Apparently she has a use for it.
Mm-hmm. No, see, I'd rather think of it the other way, Buzz. Why do you always got to come in with the facts?
Oh, I'm sorry.
See,
the
story that I have, the quote just has, when my knees started shaking and I started yelling and screaming, ayee! Don't be fooled by the rocks, Mama Guadalupe.
Guadalupe.
Guadalupe. It was Guadalupe.
Guadalupe.
Steal the mama from the block. See, my thought was that, you know, it would be, she would call her up and go, hey, guess what? Guess what, Mr. Ben Affleck?
I don't need your stinking money no more. Money? We don't need no stinking money.
I'm Guadalupe Lopez. I am 58 and from New York.
Wow.
And I was at the Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa.
It seems to me that luck runs in the family, no? You know, what with the incredible career of the daughter?
Mm-hmm. Let me see. At first, the casino said, as far as we know, she's not Jennifer Lopez's mom.
Right.
But then Us showed up and People Magazine showed up and New York Post showed up.
Somebody was hip to that.
Turns out it is. Okay, here's something that's, I guess, this caught my eye because it's a combination sellout and it's funny. Now, you can remember if you're old enough like we are and now, frankly, I don't care with what they want us to do now.
Right.
I don't feel the need to explain things to people who are not our age.
Okay.
So I'll say, do you remember the controversy when Michael Jackson bought the Beatles catalog and turned the very first Beatles song into a commercial?
Yeah, it was a huge controversy. Paul McCartney was very angry about it.
And at the time, people were like, boy, that like totally whores out the Beatles music.
Yeah.
Well, now everything is every song. No, nobody has any dignity. Our stars used to go to...
Except Phil Collins.
Oh, and listen.
If I hear one more... Hold on. You know, I go to a lot of animated movies. Do they all have to have Phil Collins singing on them now?
Here's the deal. Hold on. Here's the deal. And here's the reason. And you can relate to this. He's divorced.
Yeah.
And when he went through his second divorce, all of those schmaltzy, crappy songs like, you'll be in my heart, baby. Those are all songs he's writing for his kids.
Oh, okay.
So that's his rap as to why he sold out like that.
Okay.
Is for his kids.
Did it for the kids.
But hold on. If that hit too close to home, don't forget, he was the first guy to have a tour sponsored by Sears.
Yes, of
course. Back when he was with one of the Gen Men.
He was, I think, a sellout even before he got divorced.
So if you remember when that Beatles song came out, I think it was a Nike commercial. It was Revolution, right?
Oh,
Revolution.
Right. Yeah.
It was like Beatles fans looked and said, God damn, that's the biggest sellout ever. And now, you know, every song is recycled and everything.
And now a lot of times before they're even, 2 years old, they start selling out.
Well, Mike, Bob Dylan is doing this.
Oh!
Ah!
Hey!
Wait a minute, hold on.
How's Joe?
Bob Dylan.
What'd he do to your TV?
You'll never guess the company that Bob Dylan's doing commercials for. He's written a song. He performs the song on stage while the product is placed around him.
Really?
The product is Victoria's Secret.
Really?
And while ugly Bob Dylan...
Uglier by the day.
Sits, you know, he makes Woody Allen handsome.
Yeah.
When Bob Dylan is sitting on his stool...
How about a new bra?
And I pray it's a stool. I'm thanking him. It's described as he's sitting on a stool, and he's got his guitar, and it's like he's, like, humming something.
Lay, lady, lay.
You can't understand.
That's always the case.
And there are girls walking around in the Victoria's Secret underpants.
Well, you know, you can even get an ugly model make themselves look good standing next to him.
So what? It's a great way to... to introduce people to, to beautiful underwear and to show how desperate Bob Dylan is now.
Well, Tyra Banks.
When you buy these special bras that are in the commercials.
Right. Is Bob wearing one?
No, no, he's not. Mm-hmm. However, you can, for $10 in Victoria's Secret, buy a special 9-song Bob Dylan CD.
What? What marketing genius came up with this?
You know what this is? I'll tell you how this works. Well, give me the phone ring for a minute. You got that? I want to explain to you how.
How many bras must a man
want? I'll play both roles. Victoria's Secret. May I speak to the president, please? This is Aaron Spelling. I represent Bob Dylan. Hold on. Hello, Mr. Victoria. Hello, this is Aaron Spelling. Bob Dylan's desperate. We need to move the CD. He's not relevant anymore. I'm shopping him around. I've shopped him to the Gap.
He'll sell a lot of underwear.
I want to tell you something. Old Navy really wants Bob. But I heard there's a chance. We'll get back to you.
Oh, hey, I'll do it for anything.
And then, you know, then it's the call, and I'll be the agent now calling Bob.
Okay.
Go ahead, Bob.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, Bob, it's me, your agent, Aaron Spelling.
Hey, Aaron, what happened?
Great news. You know that record deal you've been praying for?
I need it bad. I'm out of cash.
Are you ready for this?
What's that?
Victoria's Secret.
Hey, good news. Yeah, how are we going to do the commercial? Me with them around? Woo.
We're going to sell your record where women buy underpants.
All right, make sure they bring plenty of makeup because I'm gray. I'm totally gray. Woo.
Anyway, that's nuts.
How old is Bob Dylan now?
100.
At least.
He's at least 60, right? He's at least 60. He's got to be.
I think he was born 1940.
Bobby's.
Somewhere around there, because he's a contemporary of the Beatles.
Hey, Mr. Pennyman.
Research has shown that a lot of Bob Dylan fans, some of them, wear underwear.
Haven't been this happy since the Traveling Wilburys.
Traveling Wilburys.
Wilburys.
Traveling Wilburys. That would be Tom Petty, Jeff Lynne,
Roy Orbison.
Bob Dylan, Roy Orbison.
Roy Orbison, not blind. We found that out before the vacation.
Who am I forgetting?
The late George Harrison.
Well,
George Harrison.
You know me. Yeah, regretfully.
Hey, did you hear that? Roy Orbison's not blind.
Oh, I heard that.
You learn something on the Don and Mike show every week. Thought he was blind as a bat.
We thought somebody jacked his sight. Hey, dude, somebody jacked your sight.
You mean we all tolerated him looking that ugly because we thought he was blind?
Siamese twins.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it for Siamese twins.
They like to be called conjoined twins.
Yeah. But hillbillies like to, I don't remember
well,
what.
Hillbillies like to be called sons of the soil, but it ain't going to happen.
So here's the deal.
I was close. Bob Dylan born May 24th, 1941, so there's still time to buy that birthday present.
Oh, very good.
So there are conjoined, there are, you know, at the head, the Siamese twins, and they got discharged from a Dallas hospital, and saw them on TV today. Now, they both have.
Were they separated?
Yes, and they both have, not only they're going to have to wear these their entire lives, they have like Frank Gifford football helmets on.
Oh, dear.
They're not leather, but they're plastic.
You know, that does the mental picture for me
right
there.
That can't be permanent.
And the kids looked...
Are they going to look like the Red Baron for the rest of their life?
I don't know. Right. Actually, they look like they might be in junior hockey.
Oh, okay.
They have the plastic type thing. And
sure.
They showed the kids learning motor skills, and they showed that the mom and dad very happy. And anyway, you know, because we always report on Siamese twins, and we're fascinated.
It's nice when they can do a separation and they survive.
And now let's take you live inside the room where the operation took place.
Now, you won't hear any narration with this, but you will hear the actual sounds of the operation.
You know, much like with my wife and the tape recorder.
Right. I got hiccups.
It's a very delicate procedure where the conjoined twins were separated at the head.
Let's roll it, please. Mike, I know you want the jackhammer, but it's not working.
Very delicate operation.
Hold on, let me try it again. There you go. See, once you do that, look what happens.
Hello.
Here they go.
Fine.
Hello.
And, hey, kids, put these nice hats on.
There we go.
Wear these hats for the rest of your life.
Everybody looks good in a helmet.
So anyway, there's a Siamese twin story for you, because we always have Siamese twins.
Wonderful and a happy ending.
Yeah. Does anybody care that Pam Anderson is going to marry Tommy Lee again?
No, I don't.
Okay,
no,
then I'll move past.
I care deeply. You both rot.
Well, Buzz, you can care deeply.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. I'm looking at all this other stuff that I've got. I don't know. You know, there's so much. Mike, save this for tomorrow. Arnold Schwarzenegger, when we were on vacation, had to take a sexual harassment course.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
I have details about that. I've got,
You know, how come that goes under the radar, though, basically, doesn't it?
No, I don't think it did. Well, if we had been here, it wouldn't have gone under the radar.
Right.
I got a story about my best friend, Matthew Perry.
Yes.
The guy that I met at the Super Bowl.
Is he okay? Everything going well in his life?
With friends. You know, I read between the lines since I saw the guy in that bar.
You know him.
Really partying and really pounding.
Right.
I read between the lines when he says that he after the last episode of Friends, they taped it, and this is all the big hype now. What is it? Blah, blah, blah. I'll never be involved in anything as successful as Friends again. What did I do after? I went to my room and sat in silence for 4 hours. I don't believe that. I believe that there was a sound of glass. There was the sound of ice.
Yeah, and he had a nice cold one.
The bottles, and then... you know, I don't have time for all this stuff. Buzz has news. Buzz will have this stuff, some of the stuff.
Some of it.
Kelly Osbourne is in rehab. Ozzy over-medicated. Hold on. Kelly Osbourne has entered rehab for painkillers. Oh, and I do have something that goes along with this. Give me just a second. I do have, let me find it, because the Osbournes were on Larry King. Oh,
hi.
Jesus. And I have the transcript. This is funny. It's Sharon...
Yeah, she was very angry.
It's Sharon and it's Ozzy.
I'm very angry, Ozzy.
Oh, God.
Ozzy.
You know, I don't know where it is.
Mm.
Like, give me a second to find it, because I thought we could do it as a play.
I can't.
I'm just very surprised that those kids ended up screwed
here it
up.
Is.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I got it right here.
How can that happen?
Here it is. Okay.
Morning. There's the camera.
Okay, we'll pass these back and forth. I'll be Sharon. Mm-hmm. Mike, you be Larry. And you be Ozzy.
Very good.
This is this will take us a couple of seconds because it's
right.
The real transcript.
Oh, good. I like
of the Osbournes when they were on Larry King. Now, this is not a joke worked up by the guys. We don't have writers on this.
It's a real
show.
Transcript.
So, Mike, you be Larry, and you're going to have to pass the paper back and forth.
All right. Okay.
You ready now for the Don of My Players? Rather than just read you the story about Kelly Osbourne going into rehab, let's now really replay the Larry King Show from Friday Night with the Osbournes.
Hi. We have a rather sad note to begin with. What happened today, Sharon?
This morning we woke up and an English tabloid had phoned to say, through our publicist, that they had a picture of Kelly. And that they said they were going to say that it looked like Kelly was doing a drug deal. And they wanted our comment on it. So they sent the picture around to us, and that's what it looked like. Kelly was doing a drug deal.
Kelly's how old?
19.
They faxed this to you?
We have to keep passing it.
Sharon responded.
Yes. And so Ozzy and I asked her. Ozzy asked her.
All right. Where is it?
She was home, Ozzy?
Yes, Father, I'm an abuser of drugs. And alcohol was the best time of my life. And I asked Kelly on several occasions, are you taking drugs? And she said, I promise you, Daddy, no, nothing like this is happening.
So what happened today, Sharon?
We really need Newton.
Two copies.
Go
make us two copies.
We'll make this thing sing if we have two copies.
Yeah. Go right now to a fax machine and make it happen.
It's just not working passing it back. You know why? It's the question of not just passing it back, but of finding our place.
Right.
You see.
And also, again,
we're not that skilled.
Not a fax machine. That Xerox machine would do.
A mimeograph.
A copy. So here's the story about this. So they go on this show. Blah 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 blah. The Osbournes are considering hiring a live-in drug counselor.
Well, that the whole family could use one.
Kelly has entered rehab, addiction to painkillers. She's 19. She copped after a lot of twisting, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Jack is okay. Jack was addicted to OxyContin.
Mm-hmm. Hillbilly heroin.
The kids have nothing on Ozzy. Blah, blah. We've heard all
Schedule
this.
Schedule 3, right?
Yes, it is. Doctor, the Ozzy is suing. Blah, blah. Ozzy, of course, Dexedrine, Valium. And
you know, they've had a lot of bad luck, that family, since you know, right with Ozzy's turning over the ATV. And
that's what it is, bad luck.
Buzz, what is this one? That Ozzy likes taking something called Z-Y-P-R-E-X-A.
Zyprexum?
You're good at that game. You're good at that. I have
I'll
no
have to
idea
look that one up.
Is.
I'm not familiar with that one.
So anyway, Ozzy says that Kelly denied having the drugs. And that, anyway, here's now let's get back to this. We have two copies of this.
Do you want to take it from the top or from where we were?
I think we're fine right where we were.
Yeah. Right. So what happened today, Sharon?
Oh, she admitted it after a lot of twisting. She admitted it.
That she was a drug user?
Yes.
Of what drugs?
Pain pills. Which I was amazed you can buy online now.
Like what kind of pain pills, Ozzy?
Vicodin, Norco.
But to be truthful, and for her, I mean, we still don't know. I mean, literally, Larry, a couple of hours ago, she was admitted into rehab.
A couple of hours ago tonight?
Tonight. Today, I mean.
Did you go with her?
Nope.
I've been there before. It's a place called Promises down in Malibu.
And is she a willing contributor to this, or is she being forcefully taken?
Well, being a drug addict, Larry, and an alcoholic myself, telling the truth comes very, it doesn't come very easy. Mm-hmm. So you tend to BS a lot, and so we were, I can't believe that we were buying into it, because she could tell instant stories, you know? And, you know, am I getting too heavy with her?
They're good liars, right?
Oh, yes.
But to be, you know, just to set this straight for Kelly, all this happened so quickly, within hours today.
But did she go willingly?